is COVID hobbies. Now, I know that it's COVID, so everybody's like, they need to have hobbies and stuff. You're gonna be stuck in quarantine for a while. You might as well have something to do while you're in quarantine. So, you're gonna need some COVID hobbies. And here are a couple of COVID hobbies, sorry. I picked this one up, sewing. You know, I've actually been sewing for a while, ever since I was probably 8. And I just love sewing. I really, really like it. And I've made this like handbag. Well, kind of. It's like a small makeup bag. And it's very cool and stuff. And then I also sewed this dress, but when I tried it on, it did not seem to fit. But you can do like sewing as a good hobby. And like other things, like, you know, you can pick up on a sport. You might not actually be able to go out and like do like a competition or a game or something against them or against another team or so, but you can still do like a sport or something. That's okay. Like probably basketball, baseball, and if you're into the sport, and then once COVID's over and all, then that's when you can actually do that sport with like a team or so. And that might be very, very good. But you need like indoor hobbies, quarantine hobbies, and a couple things you could do like crafting or so. Crafting's actually a very good one. So like drawing, and when you go to college, you could probably do like a graphic design or so, kind of like sewing. Also, my Mimi taught me this. She taught me crochet. I love crochet now. You get to use yarn and you can make like scarves and stuff like that. You know, it's actually very cool. And also, another place where you can find all these hobbies at is Hobby Lobby. And I don't know exact address, an address for Hobby Lobby or so, but I know there's, you know what? If I describe it, it probably won't come out right. But Hobby Lobby is the place to go because it's in the name. All hobby and stuff, and it's a big old lobby full of hobbies. Hobby Lobby, baby. Hobby Lobby. But a couple other hobbies you could do is like origami. Yes, everybody loves origami. You know, like origami swans, origami roses, which actually I love origami too. I love doing like origami roses. Oh yes, they come out so beautiful. And when you use the red paper, which is actually the color of a rose, it comes out so beautiful. You know, my friend, she had a crush on my brother's friend. And then she asked me to make a bouquet of origami roses with green construction paper at the bottom. And I did. I made about like 3 or 4 flowers and they came out so pretty. And then they thought like it was an actual wedding, and guess what they did? They like, you know how you just like throw the bouquet backwards and stuff, see which one catches it? Yeah, well, they did that, and it was so fun and stuff. But not about that. We're back onto our hobby thing. And a couple more hobbies is like, well, can't really think of much right now, but I know that you can do like reading and other things, journaling. You know, my brother's off in the army, and I really miss him. So I have been writing back and forth to him. So like, he would write me back a letter probably a week or so later, because I'm not really sure, but sometimes he'll get enough like if he's doing good in the army, he'll be able to have more time to call us and stuff. But if he's doing bad in the army, he probably won't have much time to call. That's why one time he called us, but instead of us as a family getting to talk, he only got to talk to my mom, which I really wanted to talk to him once I heard that he was on the phone and everything. And that was so sad. But the thing is, I still get to write to him, and it's getting close to Christmas, and I hope that he comes home and stuff. It's actually very close to Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, but it's close to Christmas, and I'm hoping that he comes home pretty soon. I'll be so excited. He's gonna bring his girlfriend, which I'm able to FaceTime her and everything, text her and stuff like that. So I've kind of been communicating with her and stuff. I've kind of stopped, but a thing to do right now is communicating with your family members. It's a very good thing to do to make sure that you stay social, even though it is quarantine. You still gotta stay social. It's a thing you just gotta do and stuff. And also, don't forget to keep your house clean. That's a big part of it. It's not much of a hobby, but it's a good thing that you need to do. So, like, art is hobbies too and stuff like that. So really, a couple things that I like about hobbies is they're just something that you can do when you're, like, bored and all. So I know baking's a good hobby. Baking and stuff like that. Yeah, very good. You can do, like, a blog or a podcast, like what I'm doing right now. Baking, refurnishing furniture or something like that. Flea market shopping and then, like, sell it and stuff. You can do catering, like, making music. Making music, like, it's just a feeling inside of you that goes out into words and sometimes rhymes. Let's see. Taking paid surveys, public speaking. You can do proofreading and editing, coding, tattooing. Some of this stuff is, you need to wear a mask while doing. This one says drive others around, which probably means like a taxi, clearly, and that includes a mask and also being out. But you can also practice this stuff at your house. So like driving your family around places when they need to go somewhere. And graphic designing. Like, I want to take up graphic designing in college, which I hope I actually do and stuff. You can do like making t-shirts, becoming a fitness instructor. But like doing that, it's kind of hard, not really. Really, you just gotta know fitness moves, stuff that's gonna make people fit. And you probably gotta do it on like Zoom or Teams, which are like calling things. Really, all those other calling apps would really come in handy at this time. Google Duo, Messenger, like probably Facebook. Just keep social, like social media and stuff like that. But yeah. Now, a couple more hobbies before I go into this jazzy type song or something, but I'm about to go into like a jazzy type song, like I just said. You could start a YouTube channel. See, that's also very that's also very virtual and stuff, because you're just making videos on YouTube, which I still think is a good thing. Just like all these other things, they're all good, but starting a YouTube channel is virtual. You get to put yourself out there, and you just want to find out what you want to do on YouTube and everything like that. But that's still good. That's still good. Pet sitting. I mean, yeah, it might be COVID and all, but I'm not sure if that's still good or not. I found social media. Just like I was talking about social media, stay social, contact and stuff like that. Credit card collecting? I'm not sure about that, but I guess if you want to try. Computer technician and stuff like that. Teaching or tutoring music. Instead of just learning your own music, you can teach or tutor it. A fitness or yoga trainer. Home staging, which probably means, well, you know what? I don't really know what it means and stuff. But you can work on cars, so like if one of your parents' cars break down, you know what? You can just fix it up for them. Now, I'm gonna play that jazzy-ish song. I'm not really sure, but enjoy. It's just a tiny quick break. Okay, well, that's the end of the little break we just had there, probably 30 seconds, well, actually, just 30 seconds. Back to a couple hobbies, you know, learn the Bible, do some painting, art and stuff. Dig inside of yourself and find the creativity that you've been holding off for every other thing around the world. Now it's time to bring that creativity out. And you know what? Just do whatever you want. Make it a hobby and make it seem good. You know? You just gotta make now like all those bad hobbies that are against the law. Those shouldn't become habits or hobbies at all. I'm not even sure if they are habits or hobbies, but the thing is, you want to embrace creativity when it's during quarantine. Don't sit down on a couch. That's not a good thing. Like, you shouldn't watch TV for probably about like 10 hours straight. Get up. At least do some things while you're watching that TV. Don't just sit down and watch TV. Do something while you're at it. Well, that's all for COVID hobbies, but I hope you like it. And yeah.